news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Congress is back at work, dealing with a looming government shutdown after pausing on Wednesday for the state funeral of former President George H.W. Bush. Trump has verbally agreed to the short-term fix, but has threatened to shut the government down if a long-term spending package doesn't include $5 billion for a border wall. Democrats have said they're open to providing about $1.6 billion in funding for border security. If the continuing resolution passes on Thursday as expected, the White House and lawmakers will have 2 weeks to hash out their differences. The Senate Judiciary Committee canceled votes on nearly two dozen judicial nominees for the second time in 2 weeks. Senate Republicans are at an impasse with Senator Jeff Flake, who has said he will block Trump's judicial nominees unless there is a vote on a bill to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The Washington Post is reporting that representatives of the Saudi Arabian government reserved hundreds of rooms at the Trump International Hotel in Washington shortly after the 2016 election. MSNBC's Chris Hayes has the details.
New reporting that Saudi Arabia used U.S. military veterans to pump money into a Trump hotel. The Washington Post reports that lobbyists representing the Saudi government paid for an estimated 500 rooms at President Trump's D.C. hotel in the months after his election. The total bill for those trips, more than $270,000. According to the Post, the lobbyists rented the rooms ostensibly as part of a pressure campaign to overturn legislation opposed by the Saudi government. The lobbyists offered veterans a free trip to Washington if they then went to Capitol Hill to lobby against the law. Several veterans told the Post the trips featured fancy dinners in a Trump Hotel dining room, an open bar that was frequently extended. One of the veterans said he was confused by the opulent nature of the trips until one of the organizers, who'd been drinking mini-bar champagne, mentioned a Saudi prince. I said, oh, we were just used to give Trump money.
Post-election problems have surfaced in a few states where Republicans are doing all they can to restrict the power of incoming Democrats who won control. In Wisconsin, state Democrats are considering legal action after the Republican-held legislature approved a series of measures that would restrict the power of incoming Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General-elect Josh Call. During the lame duck session, Republicans voted to reduce the number of early voting days, require legislative backing for certain decisions traditionally made by the governor and attorney general, and change the way the legislature could represent itself in court. State Democrats say the moves don't just undermine the incoming leaders, they undermine the entire electoral process. Michigan is following Wisconsin's lead. Senator Debbie Stabenow explains what's happening there.
This is a complete insult to the people of Michigan who voted a month ago for change. They voted for a Democratic governor and lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general to make change happen. And so here's what the Republicans are doing to be able to protect power. First of all, they are voting at moving bills to take away campaign finance oversight from the secretary of state. Our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, literally wrote the book on campaign finance and voter protection. People in Michigan voted for ballot proposals to add more opportunities to vote, to protect the vote. Secondly, for the Attorney General, they want to set up a way for the Republicans in the legislature to have equal standing on lawsuits. So when our Attorney General brings a lawsuit against polluters to protect our water or health care to protect pre-existing conditions, they want, as Republicans, to be able to have equal standing to be able to bring a taxpayer lawsuit on the other side.
Meanwhile, in North Carolina's 9th District, we're seeing evidence of actual election fraud. CNN has the story.
The voting irregularities in North Carolina's 9th District congressional race are part of a criminal investigation that began in January and include possible vote fraud that could have affected the outcomes in three elections. Among the allegations, more than 1,000 absentee ballots from likely Democratic voters were gathered and destroyed.
You're looking at several thousand or approximately 2,000 absentee ballot requests from this most recent election. Of about 40% of those, it appears at this point, may not have been returned.
Lauren Freeman, the district attorney for Wake County, North Carolina, was sent this letter back in January by the district attorney of Bladen County, asking for help to investigate voter fraud allegations and possible false statements to affect election outcomes allegedly perpetrated by McCray Dallas, a political operative hired by Republican congressional candidate Mark Harris. Harris won the 9th district race in a squeaker, just 905 votes. But that vote count is now in doubt because the operation run by McRae Dallas could have affected more than 1,000 of the votes.
The New York Times is reporting that global greenhouse gas emissions have been growing at an alarming rate in 2018, with scientists comparing the pace to a, quote, speeding freight train. Two studies published Wednesday warn that the rapid increase of carbon dioxide emissions will likely bring about the most severe consequences of global warming sooner than expected. Scientists also said the unexpected surge in oil consumption, which has offset progress made by the sale of electric vehicles, is partly to blame. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.